the stock market spiraling down so fast this morning they had to halt trading. That drop came after oil prices plunged as much as 30% last night, the sharpest drop since the Gulf War in 1991. Jill Schlesinger is business analyst for CBS News and host of Jill on Money. She starts us off today. Jill, there is fear over the economic impacts of coronavirus, and then there's also this oil story. Explain what is happening.
Well, I just want to remind everybody, you probably didn't realize it, but through Friday's close, the oil market was already down 30%. And so there was some thought that the OPEC nations would get together and that they would agree to curtail their production to keep the price of oil high enough so each of these OPEC nations could kind of contain the damage from the coronavirus spread. Over the weekend, we found out that Saudi Arabia and Russia kind of had the talks fall apart. And then Saudi Arabia essentially opened the floodgates. They cut the price of their oil to their biggest consumer, China. And then they planned to actually open the spigots and put more oil out there. As you said, as a result, we saw oil drop down by as much as 30%. Obviously, this is a big story that is developing. It was the spur of the stock market sell-off today.
Why would Saudi Arabia want to do that? Isn't it bad for them if oil prices drop that much?
It is. And, you know, I think that we're all sort of guessing what's going on. Is this a negotiation tactic between Saudi Arabia and Russia? They're trying to get the Russians back to the table. The Saudi Arabians are the biggest exporters of oil. They could probably manage low prices better than others. But there are also some kind of conspiracy theories out there like, oh, this is their chance to kind of flush out the U.S. shale business, trying to get rid of their competition. I think it is probably closer to home in that they're really just trying to defend their own position as the dominant player in the world energy market.
Okay, and what about what is happening on Wall Street in part as a result of that, in part because of just fears continuing over the spread of coronavirus? How unusual is it for trading to be halted?
Well, you know, it's funny. I was trying to do a little history here and remember that trading halts really came into effect from 35 years ago from when the 1987 crash occurred and we had a more than 22% drop in a single day. And since then, there have been these market triggers or market circuit breakers where essentially it's a timeout. Like, hey, let's hopefully get calmer senses if we give a 15-minute break. So we've had the current rules in place since 2013. This is actually the first time we've seen these triggers go into effect from this current form. But of course, single stocks have halted trading either for news or for some reason. But markets don't actually stop trading all that often because it is rare when we have a 7% drop in a single session.
It's funny that the response to markets that are plummeting so fast is everybody just take a 15-minute break, take a walk around the block, see if you really want to sell that stock or not. Jill, the White House is considering stimulus measures to jolt the economy. What's on the table?
Well, you know, there's a lot of different things that have been put out there, everything from a tax break to sending checks to individuals to giving relief to some hard-hit industries. And specifically, when you think about the hardest-hit industries right now in terms of real impact, we're talking obviously about the transportation industry, the leisure and hospitality industry, as well as this energy sector, which here in the United States, these shale producers are really going to be struggling. Remember, they took out a lot of debt. And if their total revenue starts to go down, if the money they make is dropping, it's going to be harder for them to service that debt. So those are some of the things that are being considered. Of course, this would actually mean that there has to be some action in D.C. across the aisle. And when I talk to experts, they're really suspect that that's going to happen, that maybe there has to be some workaround from an executive order standpoint because they don't believe that we can get Democrats and Republicans actually on the same page to agree on the right stimulus package.
That is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News analyst and host of Jill on Money. Jill, thank you.
Great to be with you.